Divorce Then Love. Chapter 511. A hint of mockery flashed in Brianna's eyes. Owing her a favor means I have to accompany her to the gynecological checkup. And even got caught by the paparazzi causing a public spectacle. Maxim's face instantly turned extremely ugly. No, she said she didn't want to keep the baby in her stomach, and she was afraid to go to the hospital alone, so she asked me to accompany her. Brianna was silent for a moment, then lowered her eyes and said, "You understand your actions, but I don't agree with them. I also gave you a chance to explain. If it weren't for the fact that this matter has already been exposed by the paparazzi, were you planning to hide it from me forever?" "No, I just didn't know how to tell you, fearing it might affect our relationship." Brianna could only laugh. "You lied to me because you were afraid it would affect our relationship? Should I also thank you?" Maxim's lips were tightly pressed together. "Brianna, I promise you, the only person I like right now is you. I indeed didn't handle this matter properly. It won't happen again in the future. It was too late today, and you had been tired all day, so you should go back and rest first." Seeing her about to close the door, Maxim quickly reached out to stop it. 40 vouchers. "Brianna, were you still mad at me? Right?" Brianna looked up at him. "Shouldn't I be angry?" Maxim was speechless. Indeed, he had shot himself in the foot by being too clever for his own good today. "All right, you should rest early. We'll talk again tomorrow morning." No sooner had the words fallen than Brianna closed the door. The next morning, Maxim only discovered that Brianna had already left after he got up, clearly avoiding him. On the other side, Brianna had already arrived at the hospital. Due to being confined in a damp basement and not eating well before, Norma's leg condition flared up, and she had to use a wheelchair during this period. Seeing Brianna, her eyes were full of surprise. "Brianna, you're here." Brianna handed over the spaghetti in her hand, smiling and saying, "Here's the spaghetti you wanted, Grandma." "Ha ha ha, I knew you understood me the best." Norma was laughing so hard that she couldn't close her mouth, her eyes filled with joy. "Grandma, the company was too busy yesterday. By the time I got off work, I found out you had already gone to sleep, so I didn't come to see you. You're not mad, are you? How come you've become so unfamiliar after such a short time apart? If it weren't for you before, I wouldn't have been able to survive until now. How could I care about those trivial matters?" Hearing this, Brianna hugged Norma and cooed, "I knew Grandma loved me the most. Did you have to go back to work later?" Brianna nodded, "Yes, there's still over an hour left. I can still keep you company for a while." "All right, I just didn't want to interrupt your work. By the way, where's Maxim? Why didn't he come with you?" The smile on her face faded slightly. "He was still sleeping when I got up, and he didn't get home until late last night, so I didn't wake him up." Noticing that her mood was somewhat low, Norma didn't ask further. Before, she interfered in Maxim and Brianna's relationship, only to push them further apart, eventually leading them down the path of divorce. Now that they are starting over, she feels it's best to let things take their natural course. After chatting with Norma for a while, Brianna went to work. Just after 8 in the morning, Maxim came over. Seeing that Norma was recovering well and her complexion was not as bad as before, Maxim's face finally looked a bit better. "Grandma, the doctor said you could go home to recuperate after a few more days in the hospital." Norma looked at him, her expression faint as she said, "Let's not talk about me for now, Maxim. Is there something going on between you and Brianna?" Chapter 512. Maxim confessed to Norma that he had hidden the fact that he accompanied Kylie to the hospital for an abortion from Brianna, which left Norma visibly furious. "Maxim. You are simply confused. Grandma, we owe Kylie a favor, and we have to repay it no matter what." Norma sighed, somewhat helplessly saying, "Even if it's a debt, it's between your mother and me. We will pay it back ourselves. You don't need to worry about this anymore." Maxim frowned, "Grandma. All right, let me handle this matter. Don't let Kylie affect your relationship with Brianna. By the way, I heard that her abortion surgery didn't go through yesterday." Maxim nodded, she finally decided to keep the child. Norma was silent for a moment, then said, "Did she mention wanting money or anything? After all, the child in her belly is of the Yoder family bloodline, even though Isaac is a beast, but..." Before the sentence was finished, it was interrupted by Maxim. "Grandma," she said when she decided to keep the child was hers alone, and had nothing to do with Isaac or the Yoder family. 0%. For a moment, Norma didn't speak, it was unclear what she was thinking. Finally, she nodded and said, "That's fine too, the Schneider family." Knowing that Kylie planned to keep the child, Mallory's face turned livid with anger. She snapped, "Kylie, what on earth are you thinking? Isaac is now missing, and even if he comes back, he won't be able to inherit the Yoder group. If you keep this child, what man will want you in the future? Mom, the doctor said that if I abort this child, I might not be able to conceive in the future, and there's also a risk of severe bleeding that could cost both of our lives." Upon hearing this, disbelief flashed in Mallory's eyes. She fell onto the sofa, her eyes gradually losing focus. "How could it be?" Kylie sat down beside her, whispering, "Mom, even if I abort this child, my affair with Isaac has already spread throughout Britainville. If I give birth to this child, I might even be able to get a share of the Yoder family's estate." Mallory frowned, "But didn't you just say, you told Maxim that this child has nothing to do with the Yoder family?" "Of course it didn't matter if the child wasn't born, but once it was, could I really stop the Yoder family from seeing the child if they wanted to? But Isaac had done so many outrageous things, how could the Yoder family possibly like his child?" "You didn't need to worry about this, I had my own ways." She still had an ace up her sleeve, and she would find the most appropriate opportunity to reveal it. Seeing her daughter's persistence, Mallory had no choice but to agree. Besides, she didn't have the time to focus all her energy on Kylie now. She still had to fight with Sabina and couldn't let Sabina and that scum get everything from the Schneider group. The mother and daughter each had their own thoughts. After finishing the meal, Kylie left. She didn't return to her own villa, but bought fruits and went to the hospital to visit Kendra and Norma. Norma saw her and said lightly, "Miss Schneider, you're too polite." Kylie clearly felt that Norma still didn't like her very much, her smile stiffening for a moment. "Norma, as a younger person, it's my duty to ask, how have you been feeling?" "Much better." Pausing for a moment, Norma glanced at her slightly protruding belly and said, "Maxim told me you're planning to keep the baby." Kylie nodded, "Yes, the doctor said I might only be able to have this one child in my lifetime." "Have you ever considered that keeping this child might expose both you and the child to a lot of criticism in the future?" Chapter 513. Kylie was silent for a few seconds, then slowly said, "I've considered it, and I don't care. The Schneider family has the ability, and can afford to raise this child." Norma was silent for a moment, then said, "It's fine as long as you've made up your mind." Kylie sat for a while longer, then got up to say goodbye to Norma and go see Kendra. Compared to Norma, Kendra's attitude towards her was much better. After all, that matter was something Kylie had kept from her. Kylie had stayed in Kendra's ward until the afternoon, but Maxim didn't show up, which was quite disappointing. Noticing her distraction, Kendra spoke up, "Kylie, if you're busy, you can go back. You don't have to stay here with me." Kylie shook her head, smiling, "It's okay, Kendra. I haven't been up to much lately either." Kendra lowered her head, her gaze lingering on her lower abdomen for a second, a flash of resentment in her eyes. If it hadn't been for Isaac, she wouldn't have been insulted, barely surviving. He didn't make her life easy, so she wouldn't let his child be born into this world. The two chatted for a while longer, then Maxim and Brianna came over. Brianna and Kylie, having not seen each other for a long time, did not greet each other, but treated each other as strangers. Kylie stood up and looked at Maxim, saying, "Maxim, I happen to be free today, so I came to see Kendra. Since you guys are here, I'll leave first." Maxim's expression was indifferent, "All right." After Kylie left, Kendra looked at Maxim unhappily and said, "How can you bring anyone here? Don't you know that I feel uncomfortable when I see certain people?" Brianna raised an eyebrow, intending to retort, but held back considering Kendra was still in the hospital. "Maxim, I waited for you outside." "Freeze." Kendra's angry voice came from behind. "When Kylie came to see me, she knew to bring fruit." "What did you bring? You really have no manners or upbringing." Maxim frowned, about to speak, when Brianna turned back to Kendra and said, "Didn't you say seeing me makes you uncomfortable? Then surely seeing what I bought will also make you uncomfortable, right?" Kendra snorted, "Whether I like it or not is my business. As a junior, you should be polite and respectful." Brianna chuckled, "I did have my assistant buy some bird's nest and shark fin and such, but you probably wouldn't fancy them." 31.67%. Kendra was about to retort when the hospital room door was pushed open. William walked in carrying a dozen boxes of supplements. Looking at Brianna, he said, "Ms. Schneider, these are the items you asked me to buy." Brianna's expression was indifferent, "Take them away. If Mrs. Yoder sees these things, I'm afraid she'll have trouble sleeping." A flicker of confusion flashed in William's eyes, but he didn't say much. He turned around and walked away, carrying his things. Kendra gritted her teeth in anger. Brianna was deliberately using her words to embarrass her. "Hurry up and take it away, as if I care about these things. Kylie is the thoughtful one, she knew to bring my favorite fruit when she came to visit me." Brianna ignored her and walked straight out of the ward. Arguing with Kendra, even if I won, didn't give me any sense of accomplishment. Watching her retreating figure, Kendra's face turned livid with anger. "Maxim, look at her attitude." Maxim's expression was icy as he said, word by word, "Mom, I hope you understand, Brianna is my girlfriend, not your maid. Since you don't like her, I'll try to minimize your encounters in the future. But I also hope that you won't speak ill of her in front of me anymore." Chapter 514. Kendra looked at Maxim incredulously, saying coldly, "You saw Brianna's attitude just now, and what she did was indeed not as good as what Kylie did." "Can't I even say that?" Maxim's expression was indifferent as he said, word by word, "Brianna is my girlfriend, not your maid." After speaking, Maxim turned around and left directly. Kendra was so angry that she turned pale, her heart filled with rage. Seeing Maxim had already opened the door, intending to leave, she finally couldn't help but say, "Stop. I still have something to say to you." Maxim turned around, his face expressionless, "What did you say?" Kendra took a deep breath to calm herself down, then slowly said, "About the truth of your uncle and aunt's car accident, you can go find a man named Adolf. He used to be your father's subordinate." No sooner had the words fallen than Maxim spoke in a faint voice, "I've found Adolf and brought him back to the country, but he's gone mad now, and nothing can be asked of him. He used to have a sister who worked as a housekeeper in our home. She fell ill a year ago and went back to her hometown to recuperate. You can go find her, she might know something." Maxim nodded, "All right, I understand. You take good care of yourself." Exiting the ward, he saw Brianna standing not far away, her head bowed as if lost in thought. Maxim quickly approached. "Brianna, I apologize on behalf of my mother for what happened today. I will try my best to avoid letting you two meet in the future." Brianna lifted her head, saw the guilt in Maxim's eyes, and shook her head, saying, "I don't mind. After all, in her view, she wouldn't have many opportunities to meet Kendra in the future, and even if they did meet, she wouldn't let Kendra despise her as before. Let's go back. She just told me that Adolf's sister used to be the housekeeper at the Yoder's house. I plan to ask her if she knows anything about what happened back then. Did you want me to go with you?" "No need, she lives in a small mountain village in the southwest. Ryan and I will go there, we can be back in at most 3 days." "All right, when did you plan to go?"
"Tomorrow."
The next morning, Maxim went straight to the airport after finishing his breakfast. Meanwhile, in a villa in the western suburbs of Hazaton, Isaac, wrapped in bandages, slowly opened his eyes. He rolled his eyes, tried to sit up but found a surge of intense pain coursing through his body, almost causing him to faint again. Noticing that he had woken up, the servant immediately got up to report to Master K. Soon, Mr. K led people into the bedroom. Isaac opened his mouth, his voice hoarse and unpleasant, "Mr. K, was it you who saved me?" Grandpa K looked cold and didn't say a word. The subordinate next to him snorted coldly, his expression contemptuous as he said, "If it weren't for Boss K, you'd be dead by now. If you dare to pull those little stunts again after you've recovered, don't even mention Boss K, I'll be the first one to not let you off." That the Yoder Group. You were still deluding yourself about the Yoder Group. Because of your stupidity, Cold Knight's influence in Britannville has been completely uprooted by Maxim. The evidence of your previous crimes has been handed over to the police by Maxim, and now you are wanted worldwide. You're only alive because Mr. K is willing to save you. Chapter 515. A look of disbelief and shock flashed in Isaac's eyes, which quickly turned to despair. The Yoder Group, the Harmony Villa, he got nothing, he didn't even manage to avenge his parents. Thinking of this, Isaac's hatred for Maxim intensified instantly. If it wasn't for him, he wouldn't have ended up in this situation. Seeing the unwillingness in Isaac's eyes, Mr. K spoke in a cold voice, "First, heal your wounds. There will be plenty of opportunities for revenge later." After speaking, Mr. K left with his subordinates. A glint of hatred flashed in Isaac's eyes, as he silently vowed to himself that he would make Maxim pay the price. The pain and humiliation he had suffered, he wanted Maxim to experience it all too. 3 days later, Maxim returned with a video, which he handed directly to the police station. Soon, the police uncovered the truth about the car accident involving Jaden and Grace that year. 6 years ago, Jaden offended some underworld figures in Britannville due to work-related issues. They bribed Adolf, who had been expelled from the Yoder Group for making mistakes, to tamper with the car of Jaden and Grace, causing a car accident and conveniently framing Reese. Since Adolf was under Reese, it was easy to obtain Reese's fingerprints, which also matched with what Isaac knew about Reese's fingerprints on the brake pads. Adolf, fearing retaliation, secretly recorded the transaction process and gave it to his sister, then fled abroad with the money. After hiding for 2 years, he was still found. Once the other party knew about the existence of the video, they kept pressing Adolf, but Adolf refused to reveal where the video was. As a result, he was tortured by the other party's people in various ways, and finally went mad due to the unbearable torment. What was most surprising was that the mafia boss whom Jaden had offended back then, was now an elder of Cold Knight. So not only did Isaac take revenge on the wrong person, but he also kept working for the enemy who had harmed his own parents. After the old lady learned the truth, she fainted from crying. She had always thought that her eldest son and daughter-in-law's car accident was an accident, never expecting that they were actually murdered. Brianna quickly contacted a doctor to examine Norma. Only after knowing that she had fainted due to emotional excitement, did she finally breathe a sigh of relief. Having settled Norma, she turned to Maxim at her side and asked, "What do you plan to do next?" Maxim's expression was icy cold. "Isaac nearly killed my grandmother and my mother, transferred the assets of the Yoder Group, and imprisoned them in the basement. Each of these things could put him in jail. I won't let him get away with this." Maxim had submitted these pieces of evidence to the police station on the day Isaac disappeared, and now the station had issued a warrant for Isaac's arrest. Brianna nodded. Yes, the Yoder Group has been in chaos because of him recently, losing several major partnerships. There's a lot to do after you take over the Yoder Group again. As for what Isaac has done, once the police catch him, he will get what he deserves. Half a month later, on the day Maxim took over the Yoder Group again, he held a press conference, revealing the truth about Isaac's parents' car accident. He publicly stated that anything Isaac did in the future would have nothing to do with the Yoder family. As for Isaac's shares, they were all used to offset the funds he embezzled from the Yoder Group. Maxim's return finally caused the fluctuating stock price to rise steadily. The other shareholders had long held complaints against Isaac, but they had no complaints about Maxim's return. On the contrary, they were pleased to see it. After all, during this period, Isaac had not put any effort into managing the Yoder Group, and the Yoder Group had even lost several major partnerships because of him. For the next 6 months, Isaac seemed to have vanished from the face of the earth. No matter how hard the police searched, they couldn't find any trace of him. The Yoder Group gradually grew stronger under Maxim, rising another level before Isaac took it away. The relationship between Brianna and Maxim gradually heated up, but neither of them brought up the matter of remarriage. It was another Friday night, and Norma invited Brianna over for dinner. At the dinner table, she finally couldn't help but ask, "Brianna, when do?" Chapter 516. Brianna lowered her gaze, and after a while, she finally spoke, "Grandma, both he and I are currently prioritizing our careers, planning to discuss it again in a couple of years." Over the past 6 months, every time Kylie went for a prenatal checkup, she would send Maxim a message about the condition of the baby in her belly. At first, Maxim ignored it, but as the frequency increased, he occasionally responded to Kylie with a word or two. Brianna knew that he was grateful to Kylie because Kylie had saved Norma and Kendra before, but she still couldn't accept that Kylie was still standing between them. Norma frowned, saying somewhat displeased, "Did Maxim do something to upset you again? When he comes back from his business trip, I will definitely give him a good scolding." Brianna looked up at her, smiled and said, "Grandma, no, it has nothing to do with him. My company has just stabilized now. I want to wait until the company is well developed before considering remarriage." Upon hearing this, a flash of heartache passed through Norma's eyes. She had seen Brianna's efforts over the past 6 months. If Maxim hadn't treated her badly in the first place, making her heart grow cold, how could she be working so hard now? Sigh. "Do as you please, anyway, I just hope you can be happy. If Maxim treats you badly, you don't need to consider my feelings, do what you have to do." Brianna looked at Norma, touched, and nodded, saying, "Yes, Grandma. I know." After finishing her meal, Brianna left the Harmony Villa. On the way back, Brianna couldn't help but ponder the relationship between herself and Maxim. In the past 6 months, Maxim had been very good to her, almost fulfilling her every request, but she always felt that there was a thin veil between them. No matter how hard she tried, the distance remained neither far nor near. She also understood that there was a problem between them, but she was somewhat at a loss, not knowing how to solve it. Just as I pulled up at the villa entrance, My phone suddenly rang. Brianna quickly picked it up, seeing that the caller was Melody. A flash of disappointment crossed her eyes. He had been on a business trip for 3 days, and during these 3 days, he hadn't made a single phone call to himself. Didn't know if it was really too busy, or simply forgot. Brianna suppressed the irritation in her eyes and answered the phone. What happened? Brianna, Hector was sick and hospitalized. I was planning to visit him. Do you want to come along? The last time Hector was hospitalized, Melody went to find Brianna. At that time, Maxim had disappeared, and Brianna was busy looking for Maxim. She didn't even have time to speak. In the past 6 months, every time she saw Brianna, she wanted to tell her about how Hector had saved her, but she could never bring herself to say it. When she received the news of Hector's hospitalization today, the first thought that came to her mind was to inform Brianna. Even if she didn't know what Hector had done for her, it would be good to go see Hector. Surprise flashed in Brianna's eyes, and she immediately started the car, saying, "Which hospital? I'll go there right now." Half an hour later, Brianna walked into Hector's hospital room. Agent Keith was peeling an apple for Hector when he saw Brianna. He paused for a moment, and then his face suddenly turned somewhat unpleasant. "Ms. Schneider, what did you come here for?" If it hadn't been for that time when Hector went to the fire scene to save Brianna, and a falling chandelier hit his head causing a hematoma at the back of his skull, he wouldn't have frequently suffered from headaches and dizziness over the past 6 months. He also occasionally felt nauseous and often fainted on set. And Brianna knew nothing, she had never visited Hector even once. Just the work that Hector delayed for half a year resulted in losses of tens of millions, let alone the pain he often suffered from the after effects. Sensing Keith's hostility towards her, Brianna was somewhat baffled, but still managed to smile and say, "Keith, have I offended you in some way? Why are you being so rude today?" Keith wanted to mock her a few more times, but was interrupted by Hector on the sickbed. "Keith, I was hungry. Could you go buy me some porridge?" Keith glanced at him irritably, but still put down the apple in his hand and got up to leave. Passed by Brianna, with a cold expression, didn't even glance at him. Brianna walked over and sat by the hospital bed, looking at Hector with some confusion. "Did I unintentionally offend Keith?" Chapter 517. Hector chuckled and slowly said, "He was in a bad mood today, finding fault with everyone. Don't stoop to his level." Brianna nodded. "How are you feeling?" "I was sick, I said it was nothing, but Keith insisted on having me hospitalized. Checking it would be good, for peace of mind." How did you find the time to visit me today?" "I've been seeing you on TV for the past 6 months, your company is doing very well. But no matter how well it's doing, you should still take care of your health. You've lost a lot of weight." As he spoke, a subtle hint of heartache flashed in his eyes. Brianna raised an eyebrow. "Really? Nowadays, being thin is considered beautiful. If I really lost weight, I would be more than happy. You used to look very good. Losing more weight is not good for your health." Brianna couldn't help but tease him, "You should take care of yourself first, you're the one in the hospital now." The corners of Hector's lips couldn't help but curve up, just as he was about to speak, a sudden intense pain shot through his head, as if someone was hammering inside it, causing him unbearable pain. Ah! He suddenly clutched his head, his entire face contorting in pain. The veins on his forehead and arms bulged, unable to bear the pain, he was about to throw himself against the wall. Brianna grabbed his arm with one hand and pressed the bedside bell with the other. Soon, a dozen doctors and nurses rushed in. After giving Hector a shot of painkiller, his emotions finally began to calm down gradually. Brianna furrowed her brow, pondering how Hector's condition could be so severe, when a surprised voice sounded behind her. "Junior sister? What were you doing here?" Brianna turned around, saw Wyatt, surprise flashed in her eyes. "Senior brother, what are you doing here?" Wyatt didn't respond to her words, instead he stepped forward with a frown. "How did you get so thin? Did I lose weight? I feel about the same as before." How come both Hector and Wyatt said she had lost a lot of weight? Wyatt pulled her aside, and after taking her pulse, he said gravely, "You haven't been taking that medicine every day as the master instructed, have you?" "I ate. What's wrong? How did you feel in the past 6 months? Could you bear the pain when it struck every day?" Brianna nodded. "Well, I can barely tolerate it, and it's just an hour, it will pass quickly." Although she spoke lightly, Wyatt could just imagine the pain she endured every day. Even if the medicine given by the master could alleviate it, it was probably just a drop in the bucket. "Your body was very weak. I was going to prescribe you a formula to replenish your energy and blood later. You should take good care of yourself." Brianna couldn't help but laugh. "Brother, did you forget that I am also a doctor?" Wyatt glanced at her irritably. "You're a doctor, why can't you take care of yourself?" "I'll prescribe some medicine later and send it directly to the pharmacy, so they can prepare it and deliver it to you every day." Seeing him a bit angry, Brianna quickly nodded, "All right, then I thank you, senior brother." Wyatt held back, but still couldn't help asking, "Did Maxim treat you well?" Brianna pursed her lips, murmuring, "Pretty good." "Was it really that great to make you lose so much weight in just 6 months?" "Senior brother, don't blame him. He has been reorganizing the Yoder group for the past 6 months, often busy until dawn. Besides, I'm not a child anymore." Seeing her defend Maxim, Wyatt said with a grim expression, "If he ever treats you badly, I will definitely not let him off." "All right, let's not talk about this anymore, I wouldn't wrong myself." Wyatt snorted coldly and didn't speak again. Chapter 518. Wyatt sighed, glanced at the door of Hector's hospital room, and lowered his voice. The patient in room 1203 had a hematoma at the back of his head. Because the hematoma was quite large and was pressing on the blood vessels and nerves, no doctor in the country dared to operate. His attending physician, with whom I had previously collaborated in treating patients, asked me to come and see if we could use traditional medicine methods to absorb some of the hematoma before performing surgery to remove it. Brianna hadn't expected Hector to be this serious, her face instantly turned incredibly solemn. "Senior brother, he is my friend. Could I also take a look at those examination forms?" A glint of surprise flashed in Wyatt's eyes. He quickly said, "I was actually planning to find you. If you're willing, perhaps this surgery could be done." After all, his junior sister was Dr. Moon, there was hardly any surgery she couldn't perform. Wyatt took her to the office of Hector's primary doctor. On the way, Brianna couldn't help but ask, "By the way, do you know how he got injured?" "I heard that an accident occurred during filming. He rushed into the fire scene to save people and was hit on the head by a falling chandelier." Brianna frowned, a memory of nearly being burned to death suddenly surfacing in her mind. She seemed to have seen Hector before she passed out, but when she woke up and asked him about it, he denied it. He also got injured rushing into a fire to save people while filming a movie. Could such a coincidence really happen? Thinking of this, Brianna's face suddenly changed. She quickly said, "Senior brother, I just remembered something. You go ahead, I'll be there soon." Having said that, she didn't wait for Wyatt to speak. She turned around and hurriedly headed towards Hector's hospital room. At that moment in the ward, Keith casually placed the porridge he had bought on the table, and said indifferently, "Hector, do you really think what you did before was worth it? You just had a headache attack, and Brianna disappeared before I could get back. I really think—" Hector interrupted him nonchalantly, "Keith, you should know, during the flood at Rosecliff Village, if she hadn't turned back to save me, I would be dead by now. Moreover, it was something I volunteered for, and I never expected anything in return. Even if it was something you volunteered for, it was too much for her to just leave you in the hospital room like that. What if something happened to you, wouldn't she feel guilty?" Hector clenched his fist and held it to his lips, coughing softly twice before he slowly began to speak, "Enough, don't bring up this matter again in the future, as if nothing ever happened." Keith didn't speak anymore, he just exuded a low pressure all over. When Brianna pushed the door open and walked into the ward, she keenly sensed that something was off. Keith seemed to harbor even more hostility towards her. But at that moment, she didn't have the energy to bother with him anymore. She looked at Hector and said, "I have a question for you." Hector asked gently, "What's the matter?" "8 months ago, I was trapped in a residential building and almost burned to death. Before I passed out, I thought I saw you in a daze. Later, when I woke up, I sent you a message, but you denied it." As her words fell, the atmosphere in the ward stalled for a moment. Brianna stared into his eyes, articulating each word, "Were you really not there when I was in the fire?" After a few seconds of silence, Hector shook his head resolutely, "No, I was filming at that time. Unless I had the ability to teleport, how could I possibly appear at the fire scene to save you? That was your illusion." Keith, standing to the side, kept his head down without saying a word, his hand at his side unconsciously clenched tight. He slowly raised his head, looking at Brianna and said, "Ms. Schneider. Keith, I just remembered, the doctor earlier told you to go back to the pharmacy to get my medicine." Meeting Hector's warning gaze, Keith lowered his eyes, stood up and said, "All right, I'm going right away." After Keith left, Hector met Brianna's suspicious gaze and calmly said, "What I said is true. If you still have doubts, you can check. I had an accident while filming during that period, which can be verified. Brianna didn't ask further. All right, I understand. You take care and rest up, I have some things to do. I'll come to see you another day. Good. Just as she stepped out of the ward, Brianna received a call from Wyatt. The attending physician had something urgent to deal with, and I had to leave as well. However, I scanned Hector's medical report and sent it to your email. All right, I went to check immediately. Chapter 519. After hanging up the phone, Brianna turned around and left the hospital. After getting on the car, she opened her mailbox and quickly skimmed through Hector's medical records. After reading, her expression became incredibly grim. Given Hector's current condition, even if she performed the surgery herself, there was only a 50% chance of success. She took out her phone and dialed Wyatt's number. "Senior, I have finished reading Hector's report. Can we use the traditional medicine method to absorb some of the hematoma? I doubted it would be of much use. His hematoma was located at the back of his brain, where numerous nerves are present. Any medication could potentially affect these nerves." Brianna pursed her lips, whispering, "Right now, I only have a 50% certainty. If the edge of the hematoma shrinks by 1 millimeter, the success rate of the surgery could increase to 80%. Wyatt was silent for a moment, then spoke in a serious tone, "I'll give it a try, but I can't guarantee success." "Good." After hanging up the phone, Brianna drove back to the villa and began to search for information. She was not very confident about the surgery and planned to see if there were similar cases abroad. It was not until the sky began to lighten that Brianna, exhausted, fell asleep on the table. When she woke up again, she saw a person standing in front of her desk, which startled her. Upon closer inspection, it turned out to be Maxim, which was a relief. "When did you come back?" "You just got back not long ago. Why are you looking up these medical materials?" Brianna's eyes flickered as she snatched the documents back from his hand, her expression nonchalant. "It's nothing, just checking something. You must be tired from just getting back, you should rest first." Maxim lowered his gaze, didn't ask any more questions, and turned to leave the study. Brianna had organized the materials, and when she walked into the living room, she saw Maxim sitting on the sofa with his head down, seemingly lost in thought. She went to the kitchen, made a cup of coffee, and prepared to return to the bedroom. "As I passed by the sofa, I still couldn't help but ask, aren't you going to rest?" Maxim looked up at her, his eyes filled with complex emotions she couldn't understand. "Brianna, didn't you feel that there was something wrong with our relationship in the past 6 months?" Brianna's action of drinking coffee paused for a moment, then she looked at him calmly, "What's the problem?" "Over the past 6 months, Kylie would always send me messages, telling me the results of her prenatal check UPS. Brianna nodded, "I know, but what does this have to do with us? Wouldn't you get angry or jealous if you saw other women sending me stuff like this?" Under Maxim's questioning gaze, Brianna was silent for a few seconds, then slowly said, "I thought you had agreed to this, and you guys didn't do anything out of line." Looking at her calm eyes, Maxim finally couldn't hold back the suppressed emotions he had been accumulating for a long time. I don't think there's a woman who wouldn't mind her boyfriend frequently chatting with other women, unless she no longer loved that person. Brianna's hand unconsciously tightened around the coffee cup. She lowered her eyes and asked, "Did something happen while you were on a business trip?" Maxim's hand hanging by his side unconsciously tightened. "You answer my question first." Brianna sighed, somewhat helplessly, "Maxim, I didn't sleep at all last night either, and you've just returned from a business trip. Let's talk about this when you've calmed down." After speaking, she turned and went upstairs. Just as I reached the stairwell, a flurry of chaotic footsteps suddenly echoed from behind. Chapter 520. Brianna, did you stop loving me? His restrained, low voice came from behind, carrying a hint of caution and fear. Brianna pursed her lips, turning to look at him slowly. "I didn't, it's just that there's been a lot going on at the company for the past 6 months. I've been so busy that I might have neglected you at times." "Really?" Maxim was staring intently into her eyes, as if he didn't want to miss a trace of emotion in them. You must be very tired after your business trip. Go rest first." "Good." Maxim let go of her, turned to leave, when his phone suddenly rang. Seeing it was Kylie, a glint of coldness flashed in his eyes, and he hung up the phone directly. Brianna lowered her gaze, turned around, and went upstairs. Returning to her bedroom, she lay on the bed, wanting to sleep but not feeling the slightest bit tired. The scene where Maxim asked her if she still loved him unconsciously surfaced in her mind, and she couldn't help but feel a bit irritated. She was certain that she hadn't fallen for anyone else, but what she felt for Maxim, she didn't know. All lives over the past 6 months lay constantly intruding into there. When they went out to eat together, Kylie would suddenly have a stomachache and call Maxim for help, although in the end, Maxim would only send Ryan to check out the situation. When they went to the Harmony Villa to see Norma, Kylie would also suddenly show up with a bunch of gifts. Even if she had said that the child in her belly had nothing to do with the Yoder family, how could Norma possibly have the heart to deny it? When they planned to go on a trip together, Kylie would always have Kendra find various opportunities and excuses to hinder the two. It was the Yoder family who owed Kylie a favor, but it was her relationship with Maxim that was affected. She had no right to say what the Yoder family or Maxim did wrong, but Kylie's presence was indeed like a thorn in her heart. It wouldn't hurt much, but it would prick her from time to time, reminding her that the other party had already infiltrated their lives and would continue to take up an increasingly larger proportion in the future. Thinking of this, Brianna irritably buried her head in the pillow, unwilling to think any further. Downstairs, Kylie kept calling one after another, and Maxim finally answered. "What happened?" His voice was cold, even tinged with annoyance. If it weren't for the favor the Yoder family owed Kylie, he wouldn't have seen her again. "Maxim, I had a car accident." Maxim frowned, saying coldly, "You should have called the police, not me. I only trusted you. Now my stomach hurts so much. Will the baby be okay?" Kylie's voice was filled with panic and fear. It seemed she was genuinely frightened. Maxim fell silent for a few seconds, then stood up and said, "Where? I'll be right there." Taking advantage of this opportunity, He planned to make it clear to Kylie that he would not have any contact with her in the future. Maxim had arrived at the scene of the car accident almost simultaneously with the ambulance, and by the time he had taken Kylie to the hospital and completed the checkup, it was already past 2 in the afternoon. The doctor handed the report to Maxim. "Mr. Yoder, Ms. Schneider was not injured, she was just frightened, and the baby in her belly is fine." Maxim nodded coldly, "I understand." After the doctor left, he turned and walked into the ward, placing the report on the table. He looked down at Kylie and said, "This is the last time I'm answering your calls, and the last time I'm dealing with your matters. If anything comes up in the future, you call Ryan directly."